It's Wednesday night and time for the Chadron State Sports Journal presented by Nebraska Bank.
And then they're also looking to add beach wrestling to the 2028 Olympics, so I am training for that.
I'm looking at all my keys. Like Coach said, if that backer fills, I flow. If he flows, I fill. And I'm just looking for that extra yard every time just so that I can put the offense in the best position I can.
Mental health is health. Just making sure that we're shining light to it and allowing the athletes, not just on our campus, but all over the world, to know that they're not alone in this fight.
Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, visits with coaches, athletes, and CSE sports newsmakers. Here's your host with tonight's edition of the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank.
Welcome to another edition of the Chadron State Sports Journal, brought to you by Nebraska Bank. I'm your host, Dave Collins, voice of the Eagles, and in studio with head coach Taylor Summers of CSC Women's Wrestling. Excited to have Taylor in here, get a visit with him about the team and a still young but rapidly developing program here at Chadron State. Taylor, welcome in. How are you doing today?
Doing good. How are you doing?
I'm great, and thanks for stopping by. I know you have a busy travel schedule this week, and we'll get into that here in a minute, but let's talk about this first year for you leading the Chadron State Women's Wrestling Program. You're number one after Elijah Jeffrey laid some foundation and groundwork for the program. What's it been like for you in year one as the head coach?
It's been challenging. I think first year as a head coach for me in general, and then I think coming into a program that's like fairly new and just kind of learning the nuances and kind of the difference of taking on that like leadership role. But it's been good. It's been challenging. Like I said, I think just kind of laying down like the foundation that I want and to kind of, you know, build the program the way kind of me and my staff kind of envision it being.
So what are those most important things to you as you get in on day one and then week one, month one, the first steps? What did you really want to establish as you came in here?
I think just getting the girls to kind of get a feel for what us coaches are like and kind of what we stand for and kind of the... Yeah, just kind of the values that we live by. And I think kind of letting that bleed over to them and giving them the opportunity to kind of, you know, set the foundation that they want. And like when they graduate and look back, like something they can be proud of and kind of the standard that they want the team to you know, build and kind of live off of.
Coach, can you tell us what those are? What are those standards? What are those things that you want them to really build on?
So I kind of have mine. Like, I'm a big believer in like attitude, effort, accountability, trust, and respect. I think that's, you know, in our first meeting of the year, just kind of going over, you know, those and what that looks like kind of in my eyes, and then they kind of have a better idea of, you know, my expectations and our expectations of them. We have a saying this year that the girls, you know, coach Sammy, he's one of my assistants. He kind of told a story about, there's this book called The Bean, The Coffee Bean. And so we have this like hashtag and this little saying, we say, be the bean.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, and it's kind of, I kind of like it because it's a little mysterious, like no one knows what it means. But essentially it's about, you know, shoot, I'll just try to tell the whole story quickly. But
yeah,
it talks about, you know, three different things being in a harsh environment. And it's about a carrot, an egg, and a coffee bean. And when you put those things in boiling hot water, right, which simulates maybe a tough wrestling practice or, you know, what it's like to be a student athlete, like, you know, pressure situations, you know, the carrot gets soft. The egg becomes a hard-boiled egg, right? And I think the difference with the coffee bean is it changes its entire environment, right? It turns the water into coffee. And so that was a big thing, like we talked about as a team, is, you know, a lot of wrestlers, I think, just be going through the grueling season of a wrestling season, like, are eggs for the most part, right? They can get through some tough situations, but being able to do that and then, you know, bring people with you and help others along the way, I think that's kind of like what we're looking for. And so,
yeah,
you know, and so we had the girls identify like some things that they felt it took to be a bean. And, you know, I think hard work, accountability, attitude, and unity were like some things that they lined out that were important to them.
you know, and getting ready for the interview and preparing and learning more about the program, Coach, I saw the hashtag, and I'll admit the first thing that came to my mind was that big silver bean sculpture that's world famous in Chicago that everybody goes to. I visited several years ago, and I started thinking, I can't wait to ask Coach about what this means. So that is a really cool story and philosophy that you're putting in with the ladies. I want to dig into more of that you know, down the road here and learn more about it. It's very interesting. As Coach Taylor Summers with us here on the CSC Sports Journal here tonight. Coach, let's get into the overall ledger of your season a little bit. CSC, coming into this week, you guys are 5-5, sitting right there at 500. What have been some of the biggest highlights for your team and some of the areas that you really want to see them improve as we get moving towards the RMAC Championships, which are coming up pretty quick?
Yeah, I think highlights, we kind of, you know, early in the season, we set goals for ourselves. I think having to look at things from like a realistic perspective, you know, we got 15 girls on the team. So I think knowing we don't have a lot of depth, knowing we're not going to maybe field a full lineup most weeks this first year, I think is kind of like the biggest challenge. But I think one thing that I love to see and one thing we preach is constant development is I think we truly have gotten better at wrestling every single time we've stepped out there. And so I think that's like the biggest highlight is the girls don't get hung up on like wins and losses. You know, they come back on Monday and they're ready to get better, you know, every single practice. And I think that's one thing that us coaches are super proud of the girls for doing. And I think 5-5, honestly, I don't know what my expectations were record-wise, but I think, you know, I'm super excited to see them, you know, how they battled in a lot of those duels.
You went to Missouri at the Missouri Baptist Open last week. Tell us how the team performed last weekend in Missouri.
Good. I think the girls, you know, I think after we kind of, you know, debriefed and talked about it, I think the girls kind of had, you know, felt it with, you know, some ups and downs. I don't know if everybody was super happy with their individual performances, but I think it was an open that, you know, got thrown on our schedule last second, you know, having the York Open get canceled due to weather. You know, us coaches, you know, saw that as an option and saw the teams that were going to be there, and we kind of jumped it. You know, we wanted to. There's a, you know, McKendree, you know, they're the number 3 ranked team in the country. Lindenwood, D1 program out of St. Louis. Grandview, a super tough NAIA program. I think going down there and getting kind of battle tested before the home stretch was important to us. And I think, you know, it was important for the girls to kind of get tested in that way. You know, I think like Camila Montenegro being one of those girls that hasn't been challenged probably since November. And so I think getting her out there and getting her some tough matches and kind of having her feel that disappointment and like, you know, some maybe weaknesses in her performance and kind of being able to go back to the drawing board and get better was like a big thing for that weekend.
Yeah, Coach, were your players, were your wrestlers excited about that opportunity to dive in and knowing, hey, it may not be a win necessarily, but we get to go against some great competition. Were they pretty excited for that quick change to go to Missouri Baptist?
For sure, and I think the funny thing with our girls is like anytime we get to hop on an airplane and go somewhere different, they're super pumped. And so we go somewhere new and we try to do something fun. We took them bowling and, you know, the bowling alley that we went to was awesome. They ended up giving us a pin.
Oh, nice.
And they wrote down like a 2024 championship. And so we like competed against each other. And so the girls have a lot of fun with the trips like that. So
Well we got to know who won the pin or who won the women's wrestling bowling tournament in Missouri then.
Oh, man, I'm trying to think who was all on that team. I think it was Coach Sammy, Brittley Lopez, Camila Montenegro, Anna Rojas Zamora. Hope I'm not missing anyone, but yeah, that team won. So,
what a great team building exercise and a fun moment that they'll have to carry with them. A lot of student athletes talk about the things they remember most are moments like that you guys create as coaches to build camaraderie and just let the team enjoy themselves in and out of competition.
For sure. Yeah, I think that's the student athlete experience. Like, I think that's talked about a lot, but I think, you know, when I look back on my career and you know, look back at the things that I remember most, like it was the road trips. It was the time spent with the team and the coaches and just goofing off. And it seems like those kind of stick in your mind a lot more than the competing itself.
Yeah. Coach Taylor Summers of CSC Women's Wrestling in his first year with the program, our guest on the Sports Journal tonight. And you just brought it up, Coach. You mentioned you're a former Eagle wrestler. So a bit of a homecoming for you to come back here and coach this team. You won an RMAC title. You went to nationals, one of the best men's wrestlers to come through Chadron State. What was it like to come back home? How much do you enjoy being back here in Chadron? And I bet it was a really exciting opportunity when you saw this thing come available.
For sure. It was, yeah, something that really wasn't in the plans. I was out in Gunnison, Colorado with Western Colorado University, you know, some arrival for for here. So, you know, I had a great experience out there. I got a ton of great coaching experience, great people around me. You know, Shadron reached out to me with this opportunity. And, you know, for my wife and I, we just had a little boy, Daxton, and getting back close to family was important to us. And, you know, I've been super excited about where women's wrestling has been headed and the growth of that. And so, yeah, for me, it was kind of a win-win. I got to come back to Shadron, a place that I'm super passionate about. And, you know, I want to see succeed and, you know, help women's wrestling. And so, yeah, it's been a ton of fun getting back and watching this thing grow.
Yeah, it's great to have you and see what you're doing with the program. And your former coach, Brett Hunter, he's still leading the men's team. So I'm sure you and Brett get to visit quite a bit. It's good to be paired together in the athletics department. How much do you guys really collaborate during the season or sharing tips? It's obviously different wrestling, men's and women's, but do you get a chance to work together a little bit?
Yeah, for sure. Probably not as much as people probably think. I think the biggest thing that I think we're both grateful for is having like a familiar face to, you know, to communicate with as far as, you know, accommodating schedules, working with each other to, you know, set up for competitions, things like that. I think as far as like picking each other's brains, we both do that. He was super helpful for me when I got in, just, you know, like I said early on, like the nuances of being a head coach, like the little tasks that you got to do. And,
yeah,
you know, it makes you miss being an assistant a little bit, but all the responsibilities of it, he's been super helpful kind of helping me out with that. So
that's great, Coach. And you guys have a long road trip coming up this week, and it's a midweek trip too. You got Dakota Wesleyan and Minot State, and those matches are going to be Thursday. What do you see are key matchups for CSC? What do you want to see your ladies accomplish in this in these matchups?
I want to, you know, I think us coaches are, you know, we don't talk about winning and losing a lot. You know, again, it goes back to just kind of constant development. And I think one thing we learned from this Missouri Baptist Open was just going out there, being confident in yourself. And, you know, I think wrestling, it takes a certain level of like aggression and kind of, you know, carelessness, fearlessness. I think, that's one thing I want to see out of the girls this weekend is, you know, gearing up for the home stretch and, you know, the RMAC championships and regionals and nationals is for them to kind of go out and wrestle free and aggressive and just kind of, you know, instill their style, their matches on these girls and just kind of get back on track and have a performance that they're proud of and that they can move forward on.
All right. And as you look ahead, Coach, in years 2 and 3 and further down the road for the program, what is that vision that where you'd like to see them headed and some ultimate goals down the road as you get wrapped up with your number one pretty soon?
Oh, man, I've gotten this question before. And I think, you know, I'm a pretty big dreamer. I think, you know, I don't think there's a limit to where this program can go. I think, you know, the biggest thing is going to be just getting some depth on the team and, you know, working on that culture piece every single day. I think, you know, 2-3 years down the road, I don't see why we can't be a top contender in the country. I think, you know, hopefully by that time, it's kind of less taking my word for it, and it's going to be more just proof. The proof is there.
Like, sure.
The proof is how our girls go out and compete, the way our girls interact with other people on campus, within the community. I think ultimately I want girls to come to Shadron State because they believe in what we're doing and, you know, are confident in the people that they're going to become, you know, when they leave here and be proud CSC alumni. And so that's kind of my vision for the program. And I think, you know, as far as the winning and losing goes, I don't think there's a limit to what they can do.
Great things to look forward to and dream about, Coach, and hopefully we see come to a reality. As head coach Taylor Summers for CSC Women's Wrestling, our guest this week on the CSC Sports Journal presented by Nebraska Bank. Coach, safe travels for you and the team this week, and good luck this week and down the road. We'll catch up with you again a little bit later as we get towards RMAC championship time, and wish you and your team all the best. Thanks for being on the show this week.
Yes, appreciate you, Dave. Thank you.
Hey, Alliance and Hemingford. Dustin Chester here, Vice President of Nebraska Bank. Our teams at Nebraska Bank take pride in providing our customers with both professional and personal financial services. Nebraska Bank looks at each individual customer. We review your situation and your goals to determine your best route to financial success. With four Panhandle locations, our experienced teams are ready to serve as your professional and personal financial partner. Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. Member FDIC.
Thanks for joining us tonight for the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank. Tune in Wednesday nights throughout the season as Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, chats with Shadron State student-athletes, coaches, and sports newsmakers to get you the inside perspective on CSE sports. Listen on the free Panhandle Post app and download episodes online anytime at panhandlepost.com by clicking on the CSE logo for more Eagles content online. Line.